to help children to go to secondary school. And Georgie, my son, organises a football tournament there every year.
And how do you think you have most changed the children's lives?
I think the school has changed the children's lives because it has given them hope. People from outside came and listened to them and cared about them. But it's not only the children whose lives have changed. Adelante Africa has also changed me and my family. We have been very lucky in life. I feel that life has given me a lot. Now I want to give something back. But it's not all giving. I feel that I get more from them than I give. I love being there. I love their smiles and how they have such a strong sense of community. And I love feeling that my family and the other members of Adelante Africa are accepted as part of that community.
And do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It's www.adelanteafrica.com. We've had the website for about 4 years. It was one of the first things we set up. If you'd like to find out more about Adelante Africa, please go there and have a look. There are lots of photos and even a video my son took of me teaching the children to sing on that very first day. Maybe it will change your life too. Who knows?
Part 2.
So Adelante Africa was born. Why did you decide to call it that?
Well, we wanted a name that gave the idea of Africa moving forward. And my husband is Spanish, and he suggested Adelante Africa, because in Spanish, Adelante means go forward. And Adelante Africa sort of sounded better than Go Forward Africa.
How long did it take to raise the money for the new school?
Amazingly enough, not long really, only about 2 years. The school opened on the 14th of March 2010 with 75 children. Today it has nearly 500 children.
That's great. I understand that since the new school opened, you've been working on other projects for these children.
Yes. When we opened the school, we realized that although the children now had a beautiful new school, they couldn't really make much progress because they were suffering from malnutrition, malaria, things like that. So we've been working to improve their diet and health. And at the moment, we're building a house where children who don't have families can live.
And are your children involved in Adelante Africa too?
Yes, absolutely. They all go out to Uganda at least once a year. My daughter Tessie runs the Facebook page, and my other daughter Anna runs a project